During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Yeah, bring us in real smooth and real player, man. We got a lady in here with us today, man.
It's so
one of the most rowdy, one of the most gangster chicks that ever talked that shit on own song. Yeah. What she do?
Get you in your motherfucking head, get it?
What? What? Ooh. What?
Get you in your motherfucking head, get it?
Say what? Say what? Mow. Mow.
Get you in your motherfucking head, get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll brush your wig.
I will.
She'll split that shit.
I will.
Pour a couple DGs.
I will.
For the free for the ticket.
I will.
Cause she bust that dick. Give me a blunt so I can split that shit.
Come on.
Yeah. You already know she gon' beat that dick. Yeah. That nigga in the back is crazy. Yeah.
Real hype man.
He got a real 380. Yeah. He showed it to me. He said, hey, this my baby. Hey.
Shining.
Ain't gonna lie, that perfect time.
Like you wanna get
y'all like lemon. Pick on both of them like some salmon.
That's it. Cause you really sleek. Yeah, these for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we need one of those.
So y'all can roll on us or me.
Oh yeah, we need
one. Okay.
And their autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
hard.
It.
Oh, we fuck with that.
Hey, for y'all.
We basically put on the plate.
Yeah.
They can hit that code and get on.
Hold up. Scam. You know what time it is.
Scam the card.
My children gonna be like, who that is? I'm like, listen, around 2005, you got your ass with you. She came on the show. You understand me?
Do you realize?
What about girls? What? When girls had to know how to listen. Mm-hmm.
This was the, your voice was the soundtrack of so many ass whoops.
You don't even understand. But you represented dark skin girl that knew how to fight. We love that shit.
Yeah.
With the snatch back
pretty dark skin girl that can scrap.
A pretty dark skin girl that can scrap.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all.
You gotta watch her. She coming both ways. You don't know what she gonna do.
You great. But I think off the rip, I think motherfuckers already knew what time it was when they seen you though. You did. Cause I think it was the braces. When they saw the braces, hey, like, first of all, it's gonna be hard to hit her.
Second of all, I know she with all the shit.
With all of it.
You understand me?
All of it.
No cap.
Real. We were talking about that before they jumped out. You had the verses that all the niggas rap along to, too.
I was just in here saying.
I'm equal opportunity.
Literally, because you know a lot of times my motherfuckers be in the club, the girl part come on, fellas will leave that for the girl, but when you come out, hey,
it's the whole club.
I think a nigga get more.
So y'all know the nug if you buck verse.
What?
So y'all be nucking and bugging and ready to fight.
Hey.
What?
I wish I had a hit. What?
What?
Better think twice. You hear me?
What?
I ain't playing.
I'm still trying to get the part where you said pack heat like Saddam Hussein, Hitler, and Osama.
And Osama. They couldn't touch me.
That's too hard.
And they cut that out. They cut that out on break.
Them are real live terrorists.
Can I tell you why you right here and I fake?
What?
You got your hardest verse on?
Oh,
okay. Oh, all right.
Thank you.
I think everybody.
Well, you know.
Everybody contributed, you know,
that's A-Town
shit.
Yeah. No, but, you know, everybody fed off of everybody's energy, so.
Right, right. So y'all was going in there trying to outdo each other.
Well, no. It was just, you know, I'm a female, so I have to come harder. I got to speak louder. I got to have more attitude, and it just caught.
And then back then, it wasn't really like women rappers. Like
yeah, it wasn't.
So it was like when her part came on, it was like, y'all ready? Even with hosts know when this song come on, they be like, are y'all ready? Ladies, are y'all ready? Because when it comes up, I need to hit it from the left to the right. And I be damned. And when that part come on, they go crazy.
Yeah, we knockin', we buckin', we ready to fight. I wish I had a whoopin'.
She just got that aggressive style, though.
Like, ain't nothing.
Cause she ain't rapping about no girly shit. She rapping about real terrorists.
I don't know what we were thinking about back then, always talking about we packing heat and we killing somebody.
You couldn't tell me y'all.
Y'all was so great.
Yeah, we was
when
in
that, when that call.
We was in high school when we wrote Nuck If You Buck, but we started rapping in middle school.
Okay.
So,
when the next song came on, I beat your ass. I beat your ass. It's like niggas in the ad lib was telling folk, like, yeah, they got niggas behind them that really are gonna beat your ass if they can't beat your ass.
Yeah, but we had to be about it too, though. We couldn't just be talking about it and not prove it. We had to prove it a lot of times.
I knew y'all were about that shit when y'all album cover was on the railroad.
Yeah, that.
Play on the railroad train.
That's some dangerous shit.
That's dangerous shit. Ain't nobody been playing on a railroad train.
I ain't never heard that before.
What?
Damn, it was a railroad
nigga train. Nigga, find a railroad track, nigga. You dead old dick. We all been, man. We go down the railroad track.
Hold on, let me get my shine together.
Do your thing.
These lights, you know.
Don't worry about it. They just nicking and booking.
So all y'all smoking at the same time?
Yeah, that's how we used to get down.
What we doing here? Okay.
Yeah. All right. You know, when you look at somebody and they
smoke something. You know.
Look at that little classic.
She got a blunt holder.
Oh.
If you don't get your queen in this
one. Cruella DeVille.
That shit playing.
Yeah.
That shit
stupid.
Now, ladies, if you don't smoke with one of them,
you don't want your nails to be all burnt.
Yeah.
You just fucked them.
Not the blunt holder. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Coast.
Damn.
Man, we got Princess from Crime Mob in here with us today.
Princess
Prime,
the legend Princess.
Yeah,
come on.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary.
Fuck that. Y'all be doing them intros. Y'all better do me an intro.
Oh, look. Ladies and gentlemen.
I want a 30-minute intro.
No, come on. Intro.
Come on, Lo.
Talk your shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the coldest rapping ladies in the game.
Talk your shit,
one of the finest rapping ladies in the game. Got niggas in the club spitting her whole goddamn verse.
Talk your shit.
Living legend, ghetto legend, sex symbol, mama. Just an all around great person.
My baby, keep
on. Southern ambassador, internationally known, world renowned, locally accepted.
Will be every bitch at the barbecue ass.
On site. Let's go.
The one who taught you how to rock your hips.
And
she breastfed none other than she
talk your shit.
What?
Princess.
Hey!
That's
what?
What's up, y'all?
That's a great way to cap that shit off.
Thank
no breastfed up there last.
Hell yeah. Man, I pushed a whole baby out with no medicine. Y'all better say something.
Oh, you didn't know too? All that. That's,
you can't.
Boo boo? Nah.
Oh.
Look, I didn't what? Tear, no boo boo, no nothing.
You can't say shit to it, dog.
I told my baby mama, I said, you pushing the wrong hole, baby.
You terrible, man.
You got a second baby.
It's embarrassing,
second,
man.
Second, she was gangster. That's why I wasn't expecting it. First, I was a spread baby.
Yeah.
Second time, I was like, tissue.
Yeah, my girl ain't taking no drugs.
Bring me a bag. That shit on the floor.
If you don't take no drugs, you real gang. And the whole hospital look at you like a gangster.
Oh, yeah. I was on my hands and knees.
You was on your hands and knees?
Mm-hmm. My mom was like, what are you doing? I was like, look, my body is telling me
it's about
to go like this.
Oh, so you went up.
Mm-hmm.
They normally take you to go back.
Yeah, no, I took everything out. The monitors was beep, beep. I was like, everybody shut up.
Mm-hmm. You was your first one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that first. The first one, yeah. You have enough
energy to say all the time. She was.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, everybody shut the fuck up.
She was knocking in.
Mm-hmm. Whooping ass. I know me, bitch.
Well, that's great. Hey.
Well, you clear your goddamn eye. You bitch.
No, I turned over. I would demonstrate, but you know, I turned over on the bed on my hands and knees.
And you in the boo boo position?
No, like this, on all fours.
Like doggy style.
Doggy style.
But it's not really.
But your uterus is curved anyway. You're not supposed to be like. I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's not technically a proper way to have a baby.
Well, no, they say the reason that they have it on their back is because back in the day it was a white dude king, and that's.
That's what we fucked up at right now.
He liked to watch his women give birth like that. They say that ain't the best way.
It's not natural.
It's different was for you to.
Yeah.
My girl had to, you know, she had to.
Doctor tried to tell me, not to record, bro. I said, bitch.
Yeah.
Got to record.
Yeah. I can't afford it not record.
My mama recorded me. So if I got to see that shit, my daughter gonna see this shit.
I got on my phone right now.
Yeah.
Watching childbirth, that shit changed
me.
That shit changed me as a child. I fought around the snook and watched.
That's the most beautiful, disgusting thing ever.
I was 9 years old when I first seen this shit on TV. My sister and them were down there watching, like it was a HBO special.
They were watching you be born?
No, they were watching my nephew be born. And I kept trying to sneak, and they were like, come on up there, come on. I'm like, okay, I definitely got to see what they watching now.
Yeah, you appreciate women a lot more.
I wish I never saw that.
No. You appreciate your baby mama more, right?
Almost definitely. I respect women off top. Great mothers, just women who are there handling their business as a mm-hmm. mother and raising their children. No. That shit hard now. Also, respect the fathers that's out there doing it too.
True.
Yeah.
They be acting like that shit.
No, that's true.
It's hard, especially when you're a father and then you got girls, so you niggas, he gotta be feminine for the daughter. What you wanna do?
The dudes who have all girls was a hoe in their past life.
Don't
DC like that.
Don't do that. Huh?
Don't do that. Don't do him like that.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a hoe?
What was I a hoe?
Mm-hmm.
I started off with hoes. I'm trying to figure out where I went wrong. Hoes chose me.
The life chose you?
Yeah, I said I'm the only one that love you, hoes. So what's going on? Why you keep treating me the way you do?
I didn't choose the hoes.
I didn't choose the
hoes. Chose me.
You ever been in school and the hoe grabbed your hand? You know what that means.
What that mean?
Come on, man. If you, we talking about high school grabbing your hand. You just walking in the hall and all of a sudden you got some head from her before.
You got some head from the ugly girl before.
Yeah. Damn, she had to be ugly. She was cute.
And then she grabbed your hand and you ain't wanna
miss her. No, she grabbed my hand and we went and did what we did.
Oh, it was like, yeah, you know, when the tag in.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Oh.
That's a bad example, hey. Though, because as soon as you hear somebody want to give you some head, they start looking better.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me? As soon as you hear that, you start
fighting. Y'all don't co-sign that bullshit.
She said she
want a
goddamn, you, for real?
They do start looking
all right. Yeah, my book start looking
she, all right. She's really in the pussy. You like,
she is all right.
She all right, no. She's a good person.
She cute. Like, when she turn, she got to turn at a certain degree. I like when she like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
She cute when she look up.
I am not. I like when you think. Can you think for me? What you look that way and think?
Nigga said, can you think? Can you think?
No, no, no.
Just keep thinking.
I told you, this is the type of shit we be talking about around here.
Y'all, oh man, I can't wait. Y'all be dogging us. Women in the group, y'all be killing us. I know y'all be killing us. We talk a lot of shit, but I know you
can't. What are you talking about?
I know you got some
gangsta. I'm a sweetheart.
You see how I set up? See, you thank it. Ooh, I like when you thank it.
What you was finna say? I'm a gangster and what?
Yeah, I know y'all be dogging niggas.
No, I respect men.
Men. Yeah.
That's good.
But these niggas, niggas ain't shit.
I
should've
let you finish.
I ain't gonna count. Niggas ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit. They ain't never been shit. They ain't trying to be shit.
So have you ever had like? So yeah, have you ever had like a nigga try to talk to you and your homegirl? Like how you feel about that?
But he didn't know. What you mean he didn't know?
I mean, cause you know, lately we don't be knowing if they friends or not. You like, that's my bad. Shit, I ain't no good friend.
Yeah.
You just follow her on Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody tried to holler.
How do you treat that? You ain't square up, did you?
Mm-mm. That's going against the code. I can't do that. I'm a loyal person.
You a player.
No, I'm... What, no, how you get player out of that?
I'm like player as in 100.
Oh, okay. He said, who told you?
Hell no. You a player.
So no. You got a code. Y'all don't be talking about y'all code a lot, though.
We're not supposed to.
We talk about our code all the time.
Because y'all dumb.
See, that explains it. And that is the reason why we always be looking foolish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women are way more organized. We know how to cheat.
Can we you tell us one way y'all know how to cheat?
Smoking them blue.
The biggest disadvantage men got when it comes to that shit is that most niggas don't get caught. They get told on.
No, y'all go outside y'all routine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
That's why
you
came in and washed dick ass face. Remember that joke? Okay, never mind.
I know what you're talking about.
Usually, you come in and you wash your face, your stomach, your dick.
Y'all pay attention to that.
Today, you washed your dick and then your face.
That's why I just act chaotic. I show up chaos. I might just wash my ass for no reason.
And then your face?
No,
just
ass. Come home and wash his feet.
Y'all get paranoid right when y'all been undoing something.
See, when we think, when we done did something, we blame y'all for.
Mm-hmm.
We be like, all right, all good. You can stay out because I already know what you're doing.
Because you just did something.
Mm-hmm. We was just with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you get back unless y'all don't even really want me to do that, I think. Y'all just want
Y'all be liking the niggas that y'all cheat with.
Because I get back gonna hurt you.
Y'all, cause y'all like the nigga. Y'all really be trying to substitute us, get rid of us, replace us, and find out he a no good ass nigga too.
Y'all got some emotional problems going on. Let me hear that. What you talking about?
You just come on back to daddy.
Well,
niggas always try to tell that girl they go find him.
What I'm hearing is. What I'm hearing is you cheated recently.
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Hell nah, I'm faithful. I don't cheat.
I'm just playing.
See how you just trying to put me out there?
I got you, girl.
No. Uh-uh.
My bad.
Why you sipping around the entire cup?
Because it bothers me to be in the same spot over.
For real? So you turn around and then you sip it again?
And then I'm going to wipe it off.
Oh, that's some wine shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, her lips everywhere.
You can't fuck with that wine, but that wine have motherfucker too horny.
Yeah.
Wine have you horny.
Yeah.
Especially that red.
Mm-hmm.
That when you know something. You pull up at a cool house, she sipping a little wine.
Yeah.
She finna get into you in a minute. She letting that pussy warm up just a little bit.
You been with the cougar before?
Yeah, I done been with a lot of old women in my life.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
you fuck with her?
I love your old woman. Yes, sir. She got one TV, it's in the living room.
The floor model.
Yeah, she watch TV.
The one that go to the room.
It's right there. No, she ain't got that shit no more. You get a little motherfucker there. That motherfucker stuck. She stuck in the mind frame.
Come here, baby. Let me cook for you.
I think when I was the oldest, I think I was 19. And my oldest was 42.
That ain't necessarily no cougar, though.
The hell are you talking about? I'm 19? 42?
She's just older than you.
19 and 42, what you want me to be 70, my boy? That coochie is never gonna work.
60?
Oh my God. I ain't gonna get no coochie back these head. I know, cause 60. The coochie don't work. Bitch, you just don't want to give me some
40.
Head.
She's still young.
She gonna jack you off. Bitch, stop touching me.
She's still young at 40.
That's young, man.
Yeah. She would jack me off all day. Stop. I don't want you to jack me off.
Yes, you do. Them old women got some soft ass hands.
Hell no. I'm not gonna be in no fucking no bitch hand, bro.
I want to put in an order.
You want some of this?
What is it?
Yeah, some of this wings.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot of
I had chicken
wings.
Yesterday.
Man, what's wrong with you, bro?
DC.
Fucking somebody in here.
Oh, shit.
The I'm idea so proud of y'all, a hand man. Job makes him laugh this way.
Right now, my bear. You can take this.
Oh, yeah, you know, we got big shit popping over here at the trap, man. We
I'm
just
proud
dropped
of y'all. I need one of them jackets. What a jacket it.
Oh, the 857?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't on the rack tonight.
I want me a jacket.
Rack man, ain't what you do to stop.
This dude's stupid as hell. The hand job killed him.
Yeah. He thinking of one of them E.T. looking hands.
Stupid as hell, man.
Ooh, shit.
He know them old women got them soft ass hands.
So you done been with some old women, huh?
Oh, man, I went to church.
Oh, yeah, so you got your license, right?
Yeah.
I want to get mine.
What you waiting on?
I don't know. What I have to do? How many classes did you have to take for it?
I'm going to have to turn you on to the plug. Y'all done killed my nigga DC, man.
What would you do? You would like preach for real, or would you like to marry people?
I'll do all that. Whatever need to be done.
For real?
I'm gonna be a substitute pastor if you can.
I can see that.
Boosie, say you doing it.
What would be your basis, like faith based, prosperity based, healing based?
Mine is more of a street ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lost. For the lost, right? For people who trying to find their way back.
Okay.
Backsliders, Chevy riders.
The church of the...
The lost and the weary.
Mm-hmm.
Latter-day Saints. You gotta give him his moment.
Something wrong with him, man.
Something wrong with dude, man. So tell me how you got into rapping.
My brother, Lil J, we're 16 months apart.
So everything he did, I did. He started doing basketball. I was like, shit, I can hoop too. He did karate. I was like, I can kick somebody ass too. He started rapping. I was like, well,
how
shit,
long
we
was doing karate?
That's what I was going to ask.
You don't think you're going to say that and then keep going?
I did karate. Maybe like 4 months, 5 months. But I saw him do it, and he went to tournaments and stuff, and he ain't win nothing. I'm telling my parents, man, they put me in it. Watch me. I got in. I won two, first place and third place, my first tournament. I was like, all right, what else we doing?
So you already had a little martial arts shit.
Come on now.
We find out. Hold
on, man. Y'all not about to let my little partner goddamn die like this, man. Not like this.
Man, I thought you went to get a nap.
No, check on my partner, man. And keep in mind, just the idea of a hand job got him laughing.
That's what he laughing about, man?
Yeah.
Just the idea of getting a hand job.
You know what?
I don't know why he never.
Oh shit!
I just know it be hard for niggas get pooped, and I know niggas will settle for anything, bro.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! Oh,
you really got tears.
Nigga, I'm laughing at this little thing.
But yeah, I did everything my brother did. So by the time he got to middle school, he started beating on the table and stuff, and I was like, all right, I'm finna rap too.
And how long was y'all rapping before, like, y'all was like, oh, this song? Shit, we got some.
I'm trying not to laugh.
You ain't gonna be able to hold that shit much longer.
It's like I feel his energy, and I'm trying my best not to entertain
so
him.
I'm trying so hard. I'm trying.
Told you, this nigga is crazy, man.
Why did y'all say that? Why did y'all say that? I cannot stop thinking about it.
He started rapping in 8th grade. I was in 7th grade. I did my first rap in 7th grade. That rap turned into us fighting at school. Because I was rapping to my peers, and this girl was like, oh, you ain't doing nothing, da-da-da.
So you want that? She was supposed to do
that. Oh, so you slapped it in the middle of the verse?
Yeah. Well, it was after the verse, but...
Oh, so you finished the verse, it was like...
Yeah. She was coming too close, and I just hit her. And then somebody told my brother that I was fighting a dude, so he came across the gym, and by the time he got up there, we like, we done. Right. The teachers came and we started fighting the teachers.
So okay. Mm-hmm. I'm from the city. Mm-hmm. I know y'all from the city. Mm-hmm. Y'all from Edgewood? Y'all from the east side?
We are from the east side. Hey. Ellenwood, Decatur, Kirkwood, the whole east side. I was born in Germany. I'm a military baby.
Come on in. Mm-hmm. Talk no shit in.
You know what I'm saying? Landstuhl, Germany.
Say something to him in German. Du hast du hast du like.
All I know is, ich muss da Wasser, no bubbles. Danke.
What the hell you just said?
Can I have some water without bubbles, please?
Oh, that's fine.
Because all their water is like...
Got bubbles, got spark and shit.
Yeah, and I'm... Danke. Ich muss da Wasser, no bubbles. But yeah, what was I saying? No, I'm not gonna ask you.
You were talking.
Oh yeah, we got into a fight. Yeah, and then the next year, we did Nugget Fee Buck for the first time. We recorded it. We've done like 30 versions after that.
What?
So 9th grade was the first Nugget Fee Buck, and so y'all just tweaked, like mm-hmm. changed the verses.
Yeah, because everybody was in the group.
Why y'all
doing? It was a pattern, man, all the way from east side to, you know, Hollywood Road.
That's our hype man right there, Ski Mask. Shout out to
Dre Day,
Carlos Walker, you know, shout out to one of my closest friends, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you talking about all the
OG. And there we go. Yeah, so it was like 100 people in the group.
Damn.
Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a family.
Oh, yeah.
My.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas bigger than Wu-Tang, all that shit.
Yeah. That was definitely in a family.
Yeah, and then it became a business, and it
was...
What
are y'all slapping everybody?
We wasn't slapping anybody. We was protecting ourselves every time.
Y'all you just mad. Had you slap the teacher, or somebody got slapped.
If you come in my space, you will get erased.
Talk your shit.
Damn.
And maybe misplaced.
Come on, man.
That's real shit.
Yeah, I was 16.
You poppin' shit. You don't understand. I grew up in a skate rink. I'm on them skate rink, baby.
Which one?
KK.
You Westside, yeah.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I thought you were gonna say Golden
Glide. I had a crazy influence on this. You better know how to fight when this part come on. When this part come on, all the girls, they taking off their skate. We skate like, have you seen that? She just took off her skate. We better go over there. We already know what's happening. Man. They couldn't wait for certain songs to come on because he just amped them up. Mm-hmm. They couldn't fight on no slow jam.
That changed the way people even describe fights now. Man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That when that shit came out, nigga, they got the bucket in their bitch.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that shit just became a whole.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know it was gonna be like that.
But y'all was out when the ringtone game was going.
Yeah, we were the first ones to go platinum in ringtones.
Yeah. Hey, boy, don't let Big Soldier get that shit.
Bring that back,
Big Soldier.
Bring that back.
Talk to him.
We talking about with ring.
Talk to him.
The crazy thing is, we still get ringtone sales.
Facts. Wow. That shit ain't gonna never stop.
Well, shout them out. Fuck it. I ain't gonna ask
them. Idaho.
Yeah.
Utah.
Talk your shit.
Wyoming.
Talk your shit.
Yeah.
Ringtone sales.
Keep buying them bitches.
Yeah. And they like $3.99.
Still?
Keep buying them bitches.
Utah.
But if
Wyoming.
You get a new flip phone, I need my shit to ring, knock if you buck.
You can go get it on Apple. It's right like, now?
Yeah, really? But they don't be have, you know, them areas she just named,
mm-hmm.
You know, they a little more.
Yeah, they still.
They don't fuck with the new technology.
Oh, they already got the band.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, they can get it, but they just, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They old, they farmers.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have no
updates. We appreciate
updates.
Utah. I moved just out there.
Utah.
Man, the shit's so crazy now because it's like.
That's crazy.
Perfect. You get on TikTok and shit.
It's like streaming
that.
Nowadays.
White people love that song.
No cap.
Yes.
They love all our shit.
Yes.
They just don't want to be recorded.
Yeah.
Is that it?
They just don't want to be recorded singing it.
Boy.
They be in there like, yo, can we buckle? Put that damn phone down. Put that down.
You know what's fucked up?
This is my favorite verse. Put that right. Damn phone
down. But see, that's what if you get on TikTok, you would think America is a nice place to live.
Right.
Mm.
That just show you.
They got the blackest white folks I ever seen on that motherfucker.
Oh, man. But it's the whole side of TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok. I don't know.
I don't know about the other side.
No.
Because you know that. The version of that shit that they show me.
And they funny as hell. That shit be funny as hell. Them folk be evil as fuck.
I hate that you get certain shit stuck in your head, though. Shit you don't even really want to hear no fucking more.
You know what's in my head right now?
What?
Land of the free.
Yeah, they went crazy on that.
You know, I wish my shit was that. The shit that's stuck in my head from TikTok is, see that right there? That's the booty meats.
What's the bing bong one? I don't get it.
From the New York shit.
New York
bing bong.
Yeah.
What's
fuck your life?
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Joe Biden right now? What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
That's what it is.
I don't get it.
Interviewing people, and he be saying the shit, and then the different people interviewing.
That ain't no crime my ringtone.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah, I get regular phone.
Oh, we need one though. Are y'all gonna put out another album?
Yeah.
Please.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's actually closer than you think.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
So how would it come about the official album, like the one y'all put out and went crazy with?
We recorded that in 2 weeks.
Damn.
But But y'all was... Y'all
we
was,
already had the songs and stuff,
the
so...
The one on the railroad track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were still in high school, and my dad would take us from the house to Patchwork, and we would be there from 5 o'clock p.m. to 5 a.m.
Okay.
And then go back to school.
Okay, now we getting bits and pieces. Now I'm intrigued now. Okay.
You intrigued?
Yeah, I mean, I've been intrigued, but I'm my high wearing off a little bit. I ain't thinking about the hand no more. So listen. That's it. Fuck that. So I want to know, like, how did y'all even get started? Like, how did Epic even hear about y'all? Because I know back then, Atlanta was crazy. We were going through a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Like, how did y'all was able to brand that culture and turn it into music? That's drill. Niggas don't wanna, like, that's drill, but we just ain't call it drill. That was a kind of like Baby Crunk from Lil Jon and them.
I don't even think you were Baby. I don't think you were Baby Crunk. I think they were Baby.
We was Baby.
Yeah, that wasn't, they was babies. Okay, yeah, you feel me? Like
that was that song was Big Crunk now.
Big Crunk.
That song was grown
but
up.
But they didn't have nobody competing that was coming as strong as them playing that same gangsta grown folk shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah.
True.
What the hell going on, my brother?
Turn down, sweet
boy. Like that slow porn. How you like
that? Man, what kind of freak ass shit is that?
I thought that was slow porn.
She got a hula hoop on her foot.
Not a hula hoop.
That boy cat's a freaking man, man.
That man's got a skirt full of bananas.
The hell is that, man?
He was trying to get it, too. He was
shut up.
Man, he was licking his phone.
Where you going? Hold my pet.
Man.
Can't fuck with cat.
He was getting this knowledge, man. Like, so how did that come about, man? Like, as Jits, like, yeah, now y'all is a group, y'all an organization, but it's like, okay, we finna make it big. Can you say your dad was taking y'all to Epic? Like, that
and my
no
dad,
shit.
Shout out to my father.
Salute,
father. Salute, father.
You good.
Yeah. He was
y'all the whole time?
Yeah. Well,
you had it.
No. At first, he didn't want anybody rapping in his house. He definitely didn't want 30 niggas rapping in his house smelling like weed.
Right.
And he definitely didn't want 30 niggas smelling like weed who stole a car to get to the house.
Yeah. And you in middle school.
Yeah.
We ain't doing none of that shit.
Right.
Shit,
but
no
they,
more.
We was doing it. I mean, you know, they were. We stayed across the street from Scrappy. And my brother went over there one day, talked to Mama D, talked to Scrappy, he let us open up. But before that, I used to trap the CDs at my basketball games, pep rallies. I used to sell them at school, so.
That shit lit.
One CD, $7. Two CDs, $10. Same songs on both CDs.
And went crazy, though. Built the buzz up.
Built the buzz up. Yeah, the streets knew before the radio knew. So by the time radio got it, the streets already knew about it. Digga Da Disha was the first real, like, radio show that we did. And the streets had to call up and say if they wanted to hear it or not. And they dug it, so.
That shit led one thing to a motherfucking other.
And we got signed, shot a video, and then we quit.
And went crazy.
No, we quit.
Why?
We was doing too much, getting too much money, moving around too much.
Cause I know after the album, yeah, I know y'all did do what the hell y'all wanted to do.
Y'all quit after.
Y'all had a couple years.
Yeah, cause
I'm talking about a couple.
The album came out 2004. We quit like 2005.
I had Rocky Hill. Beat your ass.
Yeah.
So all those
Stiletto.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm in a whole album.
It yeah, but we was doing like 3 shows a night from Thursday to Sunday. At that point, we didn't care about the money. We didn't care about...
You wanted to live life, right?
Yeah, we wanted to see our friends. So we told our manager, was like, hey, we don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
We just quit. And he was like, what? We not finna go to D4L, start booking in. We was like, go. We quit.
And then ever since then, y'all just
been chilling. And then we was like, hey, the money's starting to dry up. We finna rap again. We did the second album. And then we quit again.
People don't understand.
We ain't fall off, we really quit, because shit be lame sometimes.
Yeah.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
People get tired too. Yeah. Being a celebrity, they come with a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why entertainers need an HR department.
Mm-hmm. Talk your shit. What's the purpose behind that?
Because entertainers need somewhere to go to speak to somebody. Mental health is real.
Facts.
I've seen depression. I've seen suicidal things and people and tendencies, and all because of fame. Mm-hmm. You can't keep it. Money, you can't keep it. You know.
No cap.
And then on the other side, it's a lot of fuckery that goes on, especially with women, you know? So women need a safe place to go to where they can protect their art and still be an entertainer without everybody feeling like, you know, everybody want to fuck.
Right.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Right. So
we just want to lay out, you know what I'm saying, vent. And mm-hmm. be like, damn, bro, I ain't got to fuck you. Mm-hmm.
Just kick it. Just be cool.
That's why we got 85 South.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
The family here.
It's real.
You know what I mean?
Created a space where people can come and get their flowers while they can still smell them, man. That's why we wanted you to come so bad, to let you know how much we fuck with you.
Thank you. I was nervous, though.
It's nothing to be nervous for.
I'm so used to having my brothers and sister and, like, solo stuff is weird and, you know.
Shit, in that time, bring them all.
Yeah, definitely.
Bring
them. You know, it's a pretty much open door policy. Once you come through here, you fuck with us.
Okay.
And now you know how we feel about you. We fuck with
we you. Love you. We love you. Know what's going on.
Pop your sheet, let's see.
Okay. God damn it. Act like you
welcome
ain't seen
back
her.
To the motherfucking 85 South.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
The number one black TV show that's not on TV.
No cap.
Let that sit in.
Come on, let it.
Nah, but y'all the only people I watch. For real, for real.
We'll clap to that.
Yeah. My son be like, it's the guys again. I'm like, yes, it's the guys again.
It's the guys
again.
Every
time we see it, it's going to be mama on here, son.
He, for real, he told me, he was like, Mom, you gotta start rapping again. I was like, what? He was like, just do it. Don't do it for the money, just do it because you like it.
You gotta understand, everybody paid
the way. And he five, like,
baby,
everybody
you know,
paid the way.
You better listen. You better listen.
He
I was like,
see
okay,
you go
baby,
crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you gonna start rapping again?
Yeah, I'ma start. Hey, play a beat, J.O.L.
Let's go. Play the beat.
Ain't no baby know they ain't talking about man out here.
Hey, pop your shit.
Hey.
Ooh. Before it was anybody, it was a crime mob.
It was.
Yeah. Pop your shit, Princey. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, y'all thought I was finna rap for real.
Hi. I feel like Jermaine Dupri. I'm finna give you one. You know what time it is.
Okay. Yo.
You should let us go. You know what's going on. Princess from Crime Mob. Let's go.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh. All right.
I gotta do another intro.
I was about to hit the beat, and then it switched on me.
Mm-hmm.
And my blood split. My blood split. Ooh, me.
It's some crime, huh? You did.
Carlos be kicking that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Princess in the building.
You know what? I do be kicking that shit.
One of your coldest ones was with Lunel.
Oh, Lunel.
Yeah.
That was one of the coldest freestyles. Yeah.
Lunel?
The one with Lunel.
For real?
And the, I'm trying to think of the other one.
I love Auntie.
Cause I be kicking that shit.
The hey, one y'all
that's
did
what
with
I do. I just be kicking that shit like it's some shit on my shoe.
Let's
I like
go.
Some shit on my boot. Cause ooh. I be telling the truth. I like it tight, cause that's all right, cause I be making it loose. I tell ooh. The truth when I come. I tell the truth when I go. Mm-hmm. I know the difference between a dirty bitch
and
a shiesty hoe. But they don't know that I be knowing that they don't know though. So I be trying to dodge these hoes. Don't take no photos.
Hey. Don't take no photo. Bitch ain't no surprise.
Yeah.
Don't take no photo. Bitch, look in my eyes.
Yo, yo. She wanna play.
You can't make me laugh, cause I got a rap.
Yo, you already know how we do it.
Ooh, ooh.
85 shot on the low. Now we cruising.
Hey.
You feel cool. Yeah, we keep that too. Who the fuck is you with this camera, boy? You fooling? Who your name? Where you from? Who hide you?
Ooh.
I ain't lying, nigga. You about got a million or two. Your name, Marco. What's up, my father? Hey, welcome to the 85 South Show.
Hey.
You already know how we do. We get it
cracking.
J-O-E hit the beat. He's back.
Yeah. Mm.
Clay, go grab him.
Yeah. Oh. Go grab him.
Ooh.
I'ma get Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Oh, man. Roll him up. That's a pack.
Ooh,
Adam.
Ooh.
This is that Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Gary Payton on the snap.
Yeah.
This is a slap.
This is a slap.
Baiting tackle.
Baiting tackle, yeah.
Favorite rapper.
Favorite rapper.
Oh, he's pointing at me, y'all.
I said, yeah. You rub that shit. You need to block that shit.
Yo. Yeah.
You niggas just got that shit. I hate that shit. Last time that I came. Y'all had to split it, y'all so goddamn lame. It's like they one in the same.
Uh-huh.
If you see one, you see the other.
Uh-huh.
If they was lame, we'll call them niggas the Lame Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We should have went to Lane Bryant. I'm a fucking giant in the jungle like Jim. Keep it slim. Walk by myself because I ain't fucking with them. Bitches see me and be like, that's him. But they don't even know that their chance is real slim.
Mm.
Like some jeans. I keep that shit clean.
Yeah.
It's like I got four eyes to some shit they never seen.
Ooh.
Hey, is this a slouch or a lean?
Ooh.
Nigga, are these pants or some jeans?
Both. Let me look a little close.
Come on.
I think they sweatpants for real.
Oh,
for real.
Goddamn on that handstand, the deal.
Ooh.
Do it on that handstand where my ladies at.
Where they at?
I can make you take that baby back.
Yeah.
I can make you throw that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You always gotta say something about some ass when you rap, cuz that's what they like.
Yeah.
But, bitch, I'm still gonna fight.
Yo.
Pass me the light.
Yo.
Oh, you got it.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That shit was sick. I love your completion. You wasted. Yo. Crime ball. Princess, she ripped.
Yo.
I think she like
it.
Do you wanna fight me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't fight, I don't bite.
Dang.
I just pray, that's what I like.
Hey.
Amen.
I keep it cool, like some smooth, cool juice. Uh-huh. I don't know, man. What's the flow, man?
Ooh.
Hit the dough, man.
Yo.
Then I go ham.
Yo.
Blunt in both hands.
Ooh, okay.
Cause I'm a chief like I'm Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
But I'm running through y'all.
Mm.
Blue balls.
Ooh.
I wish it on all you niggas.
Damn!
All you bitch ass niggas.
Damn.
Don't say damn, cause you ain't a bitch ass nigga that ain't talking to you, so that shit shouldn't even offend you.
Ooh.
I understand
Where's
what you saying.
Liquor?
You talking shit, she was playing.
See, you fuck with this, man. I
fuck with it.
Yeah. Y'all.
Yeah, we just talking a little shit in the trap today.
We did.
Y'all. Oh, but,
talk your shit.
Rhonda, coming soon. I know y'all heard about it. Help Me, Rhonda, the movie. Coming soon.
You playing Rhonda?
Yeah.
Please tell me you Rhonda.
What?
Please tell me you Rhonda.
I'm the
real
deal.
I'm the real
deal
in reality.
Fuck that dumb shit.
It ain't take nothing to a casualty. I wish I was Rhonda in real life, but I'm gonna play Rhonda
for
the movie. Crime Mob biopic coming.
Oh, oh shit. Let's go.
I mean it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you can be somebody from the skating rink.
Facts. Y'all ain't whooping my ass.
We are.
I know. I know.
Stop it!
I don't
know. Get his ass. Get him. Get him.
No, we don't need to rehearse no more. All right.
We don't need to rehearse. That three times.
That's the one.
We're going to do it one more time?
You don't whoop my ass three times.
Get him. Yeah, so me and my son, King Elijah, have a cookbook coming soon. Cause I be cooking.
Okay, shit.
And I be cooking, and we got some educational stuff coming real soon too, so. Gonna be fun to learn.
Talk to shit.
Yeah, so Crime Mob album coming. Rhonda. Solo project coming real soon.
I want to hear that. Can I produce one of the tracks?
Hell yeah. We need to do some shit together.
No, no cap.
I need you know, I be on my R&B stuff, too. Check, we hit him a beat. I'm just playing.
Oh, yeah.
Pop your shit.
Yeah, so it's a couple of things. I do artist development and consulting as well.
Mm-hmm.
I write for other people and like TV shows and stuff, music and stuff. So, shout out for Life, 50 Cent show.
Okay, yeah.
Got some tracks on there. Yeah, so I like Quiet Money.
Oh yeah, y'all be in the movies. Y'all songs be popping up in the movie. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we get sampled every week.
Yeah.
Okay, shit.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Erica Banks, designer.
Yeah.
That's a stiletto sample.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stiletto still going crazy?
Y'all ain't gonna clap it up for
Oh, my bad. Stiletto! Stiletto!
Yeah, stilettos. Shout out to Juju on the beat.
Juju!
Got Juju on that beat?
Yeah.
That was a dope-ass sample.
So you know what time it is.
Yo.
They just ready.
Mm-hmm.
People just ready.
I'ma stop being scary.
I ain't about no being scary. It's just, come on. She just wants somebody to hold her hand. Girl, come on.
Hold my hand.
Get
your
ass in the studio.
Yeah. When we go in the studio,
he's on down the road.
You've seen me in the studio working before. I've been to myself.
I want to try to tell you, we met in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Like in real life. Like, oh, what's happening? What's up? Been fucking with you. This is before all this shit. It's 2011.
Oh, yes.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
No cap.
In the middle of just.
And you taking off.
Just stay down, stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's still on that same journey. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You went crazy too.
Thank you.
You dig?
Uh-oh, grab the strap.
It's here.
It's here.
It's still around.
And then that ski mask, our crunkest man alive.
Ski mask.
He is that.
But he's definitely the crunkest man alive.
What's up, he is responsible for many speeding tickets and charges.
Oh, we ain't gonna put that on.
Brought upon myself, he know.
That's the ride or die.
Oh yeah, we ride for each other though, man. But this one time, I almost took like 5 charges.
Yeah, you know, you
could've
stuffed that motherfucker, man.
I wasn't finna stuff all of that. I'm a rider.
You stuffed it.
You like, yeah, I got it. Give it to me.
The cop was already coming to the car.
It was too much.
I was like, give it to me, bro. It was.
I had 2 hours to get it. She was like, man, I can't do this shit. I'm like, damn.
Bro, take this shit back. Get this out my hand. Get this all out my hand. And the cop was coming. I was like, I can do it.
Where is it going?
You think I'm, who do you think I am? I
was like, bring it on to you.
Get your shit back, bro.
That's hilarious. Well, you thought I'm like 3'5".
Yeah, I'm like, let me get it real quick. And I couldn't see it. I'm watching the cop in the rearview mirror like get
multitask.
This shit is fine.
Yeah, because you gotta move your arm, but you gotta keep your head and your shoulders.
Yeah, you got. So I'm like this.
Yeah.
And realizing it's a whole baby.
And I'm like,
put a whole plate of food in your head. Yeah.
Give me something else,
bro. Take all this shit, man. What the fuck?
You want me to have this?
I'm not that much of a rider. Get that shit out my hand. He was like, you right. Sir.
But that's hilarious, bro.
You have to stand on that one. I'm sorry. I was gonna do it.
I think you might want to take this out my hand, my boy. Yeah.
You gotta get that one out of my hand.
But listen, I'll never forget, right? We were riding, right? I ain't gonna say who, but that shit was funny hell. That nigga know, if he see this, nigga, you know I'm talking about your old soft ass.
We ride, right?
Do I know?
Nigga, nah, you don't know.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, we get pulled over. This nigga take the crack at his sock. He said, oh, shit, man. Somebody get this. Nigga had a gram and a half. You look at that nigga like, you don't put that shit back in your sock.
Who belongs to
you? It belongs to you. We could wait to get back to the hotel, man. We're like, nigga, this bitch ass nigga, you try to take a gram and a half out of his sock and give it to somebody else in the car.
What are you fucking
bitch
with?
Bitch ass nigga can't come around.
You know, hey.
Ain't no way.
Me and this ain't already know we been pulled over, so man got this.
Y'all got to pull it over, story.
With so much weed, so.
For real?
Yes.
What about the time y'all ate the blunt?
The which one?
Nigga, several times, nigga. We done ate several blunts, nigga. Nigga, we done rolled them up already. I took it out of the pack, gave him one. He was like, cheers.
Hey, the bitch like, hot fry.
No, this is the hottest.
Still
this is the hottest weed in ever been. Look, check this out. He'll tell you. Bro, we getting ready to come. We was staying in Kennesaw. We getting ready to go to Atlanta to do the show. Nigga, as soon as we come off the exit, nigga, the fucking car cut out.
Ooh.
Fucking battery cable.
How much we had in there?
Nigga, it don't even matter how much we had in there, nigga. We smoking a blunt.
Wow, the car is cutting off.
No.
Yes.
And we on the interstate.
He got a blunt, I got a blunt. We on the interstate, nigga. The police pull up. I'm like, fuck.
No.
No, we smell like weed.
Nigga, as soon as we let the window down, told him what it was. We ain't never even get out the car. You remember this? This motherfucker go, pop the hood, put the battery terminal back on. Nigga start the car. He closed the hood. We drive the fuck off.
The police.
He like, he don't smell none of this shit.
No, because what happened was, I was out already. No, we was out already.
That was a real nigga.
You gotta remember. No, so look, we out the car already because I'm trying to get the cable back fixed, right? The doors is closed on the car. The nigga asked us, is we good or whatever? Like, we good? And we made sure we didn't open the goddamn door.
Yeah. Like, we good?
And when we did open the door, I remember me and this nigga, like, we like, was like, we in that bitch, and we was like, and that bitch cranked, yeah, cool. And then, like, we was getting out, like,
there.
Yeah, but that he ain't smell that shit, and we had just smoked.
Oh, yeah, I was blessed.
But he was actually trying to, like, that's the first time police ever tried to. Nigga,
ever helped us do anything. It's when we ain't even prepared, nigga.
That's crazy.
Lord, watch out for fools and babies. You know?
We was way too hot that day.
Nigga, I never get, nigga, my partner, he called me. He said, bro, come get me, bro. Not knowing this nigga done got into it with his baby mama. So, I go pick this nigga up. We ride off. I got an ounce of my nuts.
And I'm smoking one. You know what I'm saying?
First mistake.
No, I ain't tripping because I'm like, it's in my nuts. And police was like, what that is, nigga, my nuts.
Nah, they got me like that one time.
They not going in there. You're not sticking your hand in there. Oh, don't you stick your hand in there.
They will. Yeah, they will.
Over here, but see that. Stick your chest in there.
They'll have you on the side of the room with your dick out.
No, I'm kidding. Not right
with here. Your hand behind
back. I would sue them.
Yeah, I tried to. They were trying to make fun of me and shit. No. So we grabbed your nuts, huh?
So you let them put.
You might have had too much.
You laugh.
You might have had too much.
So you let them touch you. Show me on the doll where you touch.
Take this serious, George. These motherfuckers, where did my nuts?
So what'd he say what'd you say when he tried?
He didn't say nothing. He said, ouch.
Oh, so y'all, you know him? Y'all, is this like, a relationship? Are y'all in a relationship?
Never mind. Drop the cake.
You think it's gonna be just cut and dry, but then you get to court and they want to do it. Shit. It's a week long trial.
Y'all stay, cause y'all got some more pervert ass niggas. They doing all that shit.
What this is?
No,
cause I got through the first cop one time. The first cop.
You can't have too much on it. Look crazy.
Nah, the first cop searched the car, didn't find nothing. He ran, let me go. Other cop pulled up. This nigga pulled up. He told him. He said, yeah, I ain't find nothing. The other cop was like, you ain't find nothing? No sticks, seeds, nothing? What? I was like, sticks and seeds, my nigga. Like, wait,
you niggas, look. You looking for everybody. Nigga. Well, how you know I was smoking shit with sticks and seeds?
This nigga go do the shit. He's like, what kind of draws you have on? I'll check your nuts. I'm not scared to check your nuts. And then he's like, I'll check your nuts. I was like, man, no.
What
he like,
say?
I was like, I'll check your nuts. Oh. And he's like, get his hands or cuff him. Some shit, this motherfucker cuffed me, went in there. He was like, what's that? And then he left his hand down there. Way too long. And he was like, what's that?
This is making me uncomfortable.
And I'm like, what it feel like? That's my, because at first I was trying to act like it hurt. I was like, ah, my nuts. I'm trying to act like the weed was my. I got gangrene. Oh, my nuts. Oh.
Hey, man.
I can't sit back.
What the nigga tell me, man? What you tell me? You
I didn't know what else to do.
How did it make you feel?
That shit was fucked up.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. And for those of you who are just tuning in, the police will check your nuts.
Not if you allow them to.
Nah, they will do it anyway. Time.
You ain't getting your hand in there. You're not getting your hand in there.
Watch this.
I'll come down to
Clayton, when people say the police can't do that.
Nah, you gotta know how to talk, bro. You gotta damn near tear them like, bro, that would be so stupid of you to put your hand in my motherfucking pants.
It's not gonna change their mind.
What you think I said? Yeah, go check it. I dare you.
Here it is.
Hey, man, they can't do that.
No, I ain't saying that they can't. It's just, y'all
did it. But if I didn't have no weed, I'd pull my, I'd fuck you. All right.
I'm just glad the instances where I had it in my shit.
No, I got away with it a lot of times too, but.
I remember one time, nigga, I didn't even know the police was right. To the right of me, I'm on the phone telling the nigga what to meet me.
You in the car?
No, I'm outside. I'm telling the nigga what to meet me at with the dope. Yes, nigga, I'm right here with the weed. Nigga, where you at?
You said.
Nigga, I got the house right here. I got the
windows down.
God damn. Shit, let me get the fuck out from right here, buddy. The police is right here, buddy.
Hell no.
I'm like, I'm trying to go to jail. This is the stupidest shit I have ever done. That's when I stopped talking on the phone. You gotta text me.
Let me see your necklace. Who is this?
My cousin.
Nice.
Thank you, people.
Yeah, these is dope, though. I fucks with these.
Thank you. Me and Diamond. Miss 32.
I won't put no ashes on that. I just hang it up.
I'll give you another one. You know, you can. It's fine.
You want to roll up on it, but you don't want to roll up on it.
I don't want to roll up on it.
It feel like artwork.
Yeah. I ain't gonna never roll my blunt. I ain't gonna never be able to get to it.
You just saying that. You saying that because I'm right here.
I ain't gonna never be able to get to it. Look at you. You were cold.
Yeah, I was trying to arch my feet and I ended up just curling my toes.
You were cold.
Yeah.
So what can they get these products like here?
Theprincessempire.com, Instagram, Princess Going Digital. I don't really do any other social media because somebody else is impersonating me.
Ooh, wow. What the fuck?
They acting like you?
And apparently they are better me than me.
For real? They got a pain?
My parents believe them. My grandparents believe them.
They trying to get people to buy Bitcoin.
Nah. Nah, they
take
down
your
my
account
Facebook.
And get you and hit the people you love with shit.
Oh, yeah.
Scamming like a motherfucker.
Everybody getting their paycheck.
$300, I'm going to come to your...
I just did that last week to somebody, man.
What?
What?
Send them $500.
You cash out?
It was one of my group members. He was like, oh, yeah, I got you at 12 o'clock. I was like, oh, yeah, dude, here.
12 o'clock, he ain't never seen it back.
I sent it, and they said, oh, gosh, thank you. Oh, gosh. God. I called a nigga and said, did you? No, man, why the fuck you send money?
Oh,
I was like,
oh, they just scammed you.
Hey, you.
They took his page, and then.
Asked you to send some money. Yeah, I've been seeing this shit. That shit is weird, man. Technology shit. They want to be so technical.
That's why I don't fuck with social media
weird
shit.
I be standing back with her. I'm like this. They got me shadow banned right now. I post shit right now, nigga. I barely get
23
coming.
Shadow banned.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Because if you an important person, they gonna try to like dim your light.
That's why we got 85 South Show.
Why they do? The shadow band sound like it's only black people though.
Yeah, it's like
I wonder
all
if white people
shit.
Get the same kind of spam comments as we do.
Mm-mm. Cause I about to say the spam comments still in my comments.
White people probably got a different name than it. That's why we.
I replied to one of them spam comments. The little spam, the little white chicks who be in there. You know when you post a pic and a little white chick in the bikini show up and be like, I'm lonely.
Right.
I was like, bitch, get off my page. She was like, damn, can a bitch work?
Not here.
Hey, hold on. Like, as soon as I posted, you already got like, the likes. How, bitch?
I got the ass one day, though. I posted something and one of the motherfucking spam comments laughed. I was like, oh, y'all motherfuckers is people, too.
Y'all
huh?
real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who posts is weird?
That's some weird shit.
That was some weird people just sitting behind the screen, being some weird ass people,
faking like you somebody else.
But I
don't
wonder
you know they got
who
this
they
virtual
work
world.
For.
They got like a little lane.
Yeah, the metaverse.
These people can be somebody in the virtual
metaverse.
World.
It's about later in the next 5 years, people are gonna be living.
That shit gonna fuck everybody.
You imagine you go get your fucking degree. You get a whole engineering degree and you go interview for a company and then they bring you downstairs and they make you sign an NDA and be like, so what do we do here? Spam comments. We spam on the internet, nigga. My father started this company with pop-up ads.
Man. So you know all the men?
He said with pop-up ads.
You remember pop-up ads?
I don't
Yeah.
trust them.
You know every meme that's misspelled?
Yeah, that's us.
Those Jordan memes, we control them.
Crying face.
The crying face made all that money.
Hey, come here.
Twitter, he's my best friend.
Meet Steve, he invented the chubby cat GIF. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Chubby.
Josh. Little Terrio, remember him?
Yes.
He did that.
Little Terrio, do the dance. Do the dance. All right.
We caught him early.
The June Bug Challenge?
That was us.
That was all us.
We did that.
I bet it is a company like that out there somewhere.
Yeah, they sit there.
They there. Like, they got control of people's accounts. I'm telling you they do.
The algorithm don't give a fuck about what we like.
Shit is getting hacked every day. Motherfuckers is just looking at you, scrolling through shit.
This one I knew they was on some bullshit. When motherfuckers you don't even follow just pop up in that shit and they be like, you should follow these motherfuckers. Like, bitch, if I wanted to follow them, I wouldn't need you to tell me to do that shit.
I be wondering why shit, because they be like, you should follow, and then them folks shit they be popping up, like they pay. I be like, who the fuck is this? I don't want them folks shit on my timeline.
Hold on, I gotta do something. Big black titties, big black titties, big black titties. That's how you keep them off your trail. Right. Just say something that you really like in there.
Yeah,
a few times.
I had big black titties.
Big black titties, big black titties.
Big brown titties. Big brown titties. Little brown titties. Australia. Real estate, Australia.
But they
real
natural though.
Australia.
That's right. Natural titties. Natural titties.
Kangaroos call.
Regular circular areolas.
Black people money. Black people
Kroger.
Money.
Kroger.
Black
Kroger.
People money.
Kroger
black
people and money. Kroger.
I be doing the opposite.
Kroger. Ace Hardware Flatter. Store. Ace Hardware Store. Ace Hardware Store.
How you buy land in the metaverse? How you buy land
Roblox.
In the metaverse? Yeah, nigga, if I could go in there and build that shit.
Niggas do.
Send a nigga a Bitcoin.
No cap. That shit weird how you just be speaking the shit and that shit just pop up.
Yeah, man.
And you know, the cookie shit is so agitating because there's nowhere for it to leave. Like, you have to accept it for it to get off your screen. They be like, well, we'll just be here to you. Accept us. You don't like cookies? Cookies?
We don't even know what the fuck cookies are.
Yeah, they just
named them some shit that's kind of indifferent, too.
Like, what if somebody show up at your house in 10 years
and they cookies?
Be like, you remember when you accepted them cookies? You ain't read what that shit meant. Now go on upstairs and get a bath, and I'll be there for you.
What you mean? If you accept the cookies, that means at any point, you can become
you cookie. Know what you said. You know what you said.
You said we can fuck. Everything yours is ours. Yep. We can track you down.
You said we can have whatever we want.
Come on, man.
Hey, you should have read it. You scroll through it.
You know what I want.
This house.
That's why I don't update my phone.
Hey, too late.
Mm-mm.
Whatever you using
I'm
now.
I'm still on a 9- whatever.
Yeah, when you're updated though, your shit be kind of going slow after a while.
It's fine. I'll wait.
Updated, listen. Man. They know what's going on, man. If y'all wasting time on me, y'all some motherfuckers. You need to be fired, man.
I remember the highest phone on me.
But you never
was $250. Know. It was the Nokia with the little push button. That motherfucker rose up. Apple is making us pay $1,000 every year for a phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
The biggest scam in that. I don't understand.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I still got a 6.
I believe you.
Case still.
I'm going to go back to a sidekick.
I've been trying to get a flip. I want a flip.
Wait till them Nokias come back out.
I want to flip. You know why I
want to
flip?
Nextel.
No, not the Nextel. Just the Nokia. The one that you didn't have to charge once a week.
That fat brick.
Yep.
The little fat
brick. The little fat brick.
Oh, they said they didn't come out one.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
I want to get a regular phone just so I won't have no access
the
to
the paranoia
internet.
And stuff.
Right. Until I get home, like how it used to be. What you mean? I wait till I get home for that shit. You said it's on one. Where else? I'll be home in a minute.
Text me the other link on my iPhone.
3 hours. I'm finna this job 3 hours. I'm gonna get on WorldStar in a minute. WorldStar without TV, boy. Get on there, but WorldStar.
Man.
Happened in the world today.
I hate WorldStar.
Don't say that.
I love WorldStar for the culture, but as an artist.
They fuck shit up for you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can work it out. We can try to figure it out. Maybe somebody from WorldStar City would be like, you know what, we gotta work that shit.
Well, it wasn't nothing like that. That was just my first time really understanding how big we were. That whole Soulja Boy, Diamond Princess argument thing. The next day, it was on WorldStar, and I was like, what the fuck is WorldStar?
Y'all did have an argument with it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, we are big. We are a real group, and people really care.
Facts.
This shit is weird. They really care.
That
was social media when shit was in
pop. Yeah, it wasn't.
Like, what? You know, certain shit wasn't getting shown. Only fights is getting shown on social media. You like, don't be the nigga to get beat up and the world see you.
Right. Don't make WorldStar.
Just don't. Right. Not even that, don't make Facebook. Just don't be a video of niggas hacking. You know, back then, nigga had a whole bunch of videos of fights in their phone.
Nigga, like, how many fights you got on your phone? You be like, four. Well, I got 15. But you see the one from Wet Lake? But you see them niggas from Wet Lake? But yeah, nigga ain't
I don't like how they talked us out of watching fight videos, though. That's they tried to make us feel bad for watching it.
You now should.
Nobody watching
a little bit. You should.
I miss them.
I know niggas who famous from Facebook video. Like, nigga known for whooping ass. Like, oh yeah, you don't remember
Sharkeisha.
Oh, Sharkeisha.
She a ghetto legend.
Where
ghetto
is she? Legend.
I don't right know. Now.
She chill.
She in the MMA. Mm-hmm.
I think she was in school getting her license to be a beautician.
Okay.
She didn't change her life.
Run off on her.
That's right. Uh-huh, not Sharkeisha.
Better pay her.
Yeah. Right. Now. Understand me.
She went to alternative school or something, didn't she?
She had to.
Alternative school don't kids. Mean that it's bad. It's just alternative from the school.
You know. You went to alternative school, huh?
Yeah, I went to alternative school.
Oh, okay. Okay. No judging.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
No, but it was great. Crim is a great school.
Oh, you went to Crim?
Yeah, I graduated from Crim. Crim was a great school for kids who needed to get the hell on.
I thought you went to regular people's school.
For me, yeah. I did. But nigga, the school
but
I
you graduated.
Yeah, that shit was
from the mechanical school.
Listen, it was APS. But this was an open campus school.
Yeah.
So you could be 30 and want to get your life together, and you come on in.
Damn,
and
man, you. So basically, you graduated from Job Corps.
Well, nigga, we were gabbing. Nigga, we were gabbing. There was a nigga 24 in there. Nigga, we 17, man.
So he was in school, though?
Nigga was in school with a motherfucking notebook like this in the bathroom. He was watching that gamble. He was like, yeah. I was like, bro.
How many more credits did he need?
He was like, bro, 24. I was like, bro.
Damn.
Get your ass out of here.
You went to Job Corps.
No, I went to APS Crim High School. Alonzo A. Crim.
Alonzo A. Crim.
APS Open Campus High School. They had a daycare in that bitch. Daycare.
Nigga. For real?
They had a daycare in the school. When you get in school, you got out of school with a toilet. They give you a toilet, like, if you got kids, don't worry about it. You got a daycare in the mall, bro.
Oh,
you
man.
You don't graduate. That's why I fuck with Crim, bro.
Who was y'all?
Crim wasn't always an alternative school, though, was it?
Now, Crim was always an alternative school.
Okay, cool.
Not at all, because my mama worked at Crim, too. It had a gap like that, probably like the
early 2000s or something, right?
But so, at daycare,
that
bro.
Shit, boy, ain't no excuse. Whatever you need, hey, man.
Each one teach one.
Listen. I can't because I got a kid.
You, come on. You can get kicked out and enroll yourself right back in. Nigga, they gonna give you your papers. Thick ass envelope. Get out of here. You come back in there tomorrow like, hey, man, come on, man. That bullshit. Let me back in here, man. You know I need this shit, man. Stop playing. They like, all right, now. You got two more of these now. Don't come back
in. Damn, DC.
I love Korea, nigga. They know about me. I was on the roof. Y'all know what's happening with your boy.
What were you doing everybody on the roof?
We got caught gambling. They know what's up with me.
On the roof?
On the roof. Nigga, I jumped off the roof. They know me.
My teacher, baby, glad he opened that. I think about that every day. I wish that fuck nigga opened that door, nigga. I would have never got caught.
That nigga, you bitch, nigga, you.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute.
All right, check this out. Right, let me paint the picture. Oh, high school. I got 2 weeks to graduate. I'm done with my classes. All I gotta do is just show up. Okay. I got a literature class. I'm straight. Yeah. I go upstairs. Nobody's in class now. I'm trying to go to class, but it's too quiet in the hallway. This is Krim High School. That never happens. If it's quiet in the hallway, niggas is around gambling. They doing some shit. Nobody's in the class. Let me go to the bathroom. As soon as I open the door, all I hear, nigga, it's 30 niggas in there gambling. I see too many niggas in here. I got my own dice. I pull them out. Start my own game. Niggas who just staring, let's do it. Are we over here? Start my own night game. I'm in there cranking it up. Get shit popping. Nigga, 5 minutes later, sister principal walking that bitch talking about, if you got it on you, flush it, cause they coming. Niggas in that bitch running around like roaches and all. So me thinking on my feet, cause I'm swift, I say, all right, think fast. I go to him, I say, listen, I don't know what's going on. I just came here and used the bathroom. He said, listen, I don't want to hear that shit. We getting kicked the fuck out. I said, God damn, bro, this shit hard for a real nigga. Fuck, I got to think fast. Fuck. I'm finna get kicked out. Window. I said, hey, bro, open up the window. Help me open up the window. My partner looked at me. He said, you finna go on the roof? I said, nigga, I'm going on the roof. Open up the window.
Wait a minute. So you open the window. And you climb out the window.
No. As you open the window, you on the roof.
Okay.
So as we open the window, I'm on the roof. But when I go on the roof, 4 or 5 more niggas come on the roof with me. I'm like, y'all niggas go back in here. Like, y'all is fucking up. You fucking it up for me. Nobody knows I'm supposed to be in the roof. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna hide with everything calm down and go back in. You know? I'm gonna probably spend the night up there. It don't even matter. Whatever I got. But not getting caught, that's what I'm gonna do. Nigga, I go on the roof, nigga, we running. It's like 7, 8 of us, we running on the roof. We trying to go from corner to corner to find a safe spot to jump down. This shit like 100 feet. This not no murder scene, bro. I'm not trying to get away that bad. Fuck the bullshit. So I end up seeing a cul-de-sac that's by the, and you know Krim High School is the cul-de-sac by the library and the cafeteria, about 30 feet. I said, I'm finna jump, fuck it. So my partner looked at me like, you finna jump? I'm like, nigga, I'm finna jump, nigga. I dangle off that motherfucker, look around. Shit, hit that bitch. Yeah. I'm like, ooh. Oh, good. No man said no more. My partner jumped. I see his stupid ass. I get out of the way. I'm like, oh, shit, you better. He jumped. I'm like, bet. So at the whole time, the teacher looking at me through the glass window, he like,
He saw me jump off the roof.
Once again, I'm thinking on my feet. I gotta get the fuck out from here. Cause I'm stuck. I'm in the cul-de-sac. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Right.
The door was on the outside, they locked. If they would've been open, I would've been gone. I said, open the door. I got something to tell you. He don't know. If he would've opened that door, everything I love, I would've punched him in his face and I would've got the fuck on. But he didn't open the door, so he just stayed right there. Nigga, the police came, he got me in and put us in handcuffs. Nigga, like 25 niggas got kicked out of school that day. To the ambulance, fire station, all them were coming. Nigga, they was coming while we was on the roof. While we was on the roof, I'm here. Because they got called that students are running on the roof. They said, come down here. Students are running on the roof. It was my stupid ass.
Hell no.
You was stupid,
man. But I got kicked out. Yeah. Let me tell you how good God is, right? My mama worked for APS.
Mm.
Solid, 25, 30 years. So when we went back to the school, the principal was looking at me and my mama, you know, my mama crying. I'm like, man, come on, mom, chill out. She like, I'm gonna be 100.
I'm gonna do this out of the grace of your mama and what she done did for these people out here in this school, and you feel what I'm saying? And God is great. Yeah. If it was you, I'd make you do this all again next year. And you only got 2 weeks to go, and then you only gotta do no work, no nothing. You just gotta come here. I'll make you do this shit next year. But just because I fuck with your mama, I'm gonna let you back in. If you sneeze wrong, bitch, if you come late, if you fart, your ass is doing this shit all again next year, motherfucker. And I'm gonna make you wait. Let me back in, nigga. The next day I go to school, man.
Fucked up.
These niggas talk. I'm like, no, sir. I ain't do nothing, nigga. I kept it straight gangster. I went to school, 2 weeks, nigga, graduated on time. Hey. Hey.
2010, 75. Class of 75 people.
Oh, hell.
Shit was lit.
You said you told me. Boy, hell no.
Nigga, I told the teacher, I got something to tell you. Like, I was just always quick on my feet, man. I'm gonna make you believe this shit. If he would open the door, I would be like, hey, get out of my face.
I'd be gone. I'd have been down Memorial somewhere. I don't know where I'd have been. I would have been behind in somebody's grass. I don't give a fuck. But he ain't open the door. And I'm glad we ain't get locked up, because, nigga, check this out. Check this out, right?
This shit was so crazy, bro. I was just kept escaping shit. Just got kicked out of school for selling weed, right? So they caught me with all them charges for intent to distribute on school campus. Now that's felony. Mm-hmm. Now I got felony probation at 17. I got 3 years of felony probation. I just get caught a week after being on probation at school doing some dumb shit. They don't even know weed is in my pocket, nigga. In my drawers.
Nigga, me in the handcuff, nigga. I got weed in my pocket. So as a young nigga, I'm finna violate my probation. You feel me? It just so happened they let her go home and I was just out of there again. I was just like, woo!
Cause I had a praying grandmother.
Yeah, damn,
why
didn't sit my ass down, boy?
Still didn't.
You know, but that's why I go so hard with the comedian shit, cause I know it's all the shit the nigga face as a young nigga and all the shit that I know that I escape. I put my life straight to God, you dig what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, you know, we get to laugh about them crazy ass stories.
Yeah.
You got to.
Everybody done came through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Divine intervention.
Oh, like still coming through. It ain't really stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. It might take a little break, but that might be the time you gotta figure your shit out.
Yeah. Yeah. Money solve everything, though.
You know? It doesn't.
It just make you comfortable.
It help you figure it out.
It makes some people uncomfortable.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't understand the plateau or the position that they was in. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. They didn't know that. Yeah, nigga gonna look bad at you to fix what? Mm-hmm. Fix what the fuck need to be fixed. Everything. I don't care what Everything. It is. Look, my eye be twitching. Can you find somebody to make Everything. It straight? You be like, how I'm gonna do that?
Well, what's wrong with this? You be like, come on, bro.
Right. Want me to find a nigga that can fix a crooked eye? I gotta waste my energy.
No, they already done found them. They just gonna tell you how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
That's what they assume.
When and they put their money on discount. Top of it.
They just put a look. Come on, you already know what time it is.
I'm 20 years in it, but my brother got way more money than me, so everybody go to him.
Ain't that a beautiful thing?
He the producer. Get that money.
Ain't that a beautiful thing?
So you be saying, so you be directing them.
Mm-hmm. Beep, beep. Can I get? Can I have? Beep, beep, beep. Go that way. He get 58% of Nugget Fee Buck.
Iggy, E8, right there.
Right.
Delta.
That's
with the flag and everything. I have nothing. Go to my brother.
Going crazy.
That's what I was telling him. Fuck it.
But I can't do it.
Showed up, stopped by, and showed up.
Thank you.
Yeah,
next time I'm
gonna
bring the whole mob, you know what I'm saying?
You got to.
Drop your social media so they can hide.
Princess Going Digital without the G. Princess Going Digital. Theprincessempire.com. And everything is up under there.
Okay.
Well,
shouts out to
fly,
my baby, King, Samaya, and Dre.
My bad, baby. Do that again. We just hit fruit fly. I just hit my three of them motherfuckers.
Billionaire Bum. That's my son's clothing line, my oldest son. Yeah.
Yup. My baby girl is homecoming queen at CSK.
Hey.
But she just turned 18, so you know what I'm
school
saying?
That is?
Coretta Scott.
Coretta Scott!
Yeah. That's APS.
That's APS.
And then my baby, King Elijah, will have his coloring book and books coming real soon and his little TV show for gamers.
Hell yeah. Well, look, you know it's your first time in the trap. Don't let it be your last.
Yeah, now come back. Yeah.
And just I won't be as nervous next time.
Yeah, you got much love over here.
Why?
You went in.
I'm Ted.
Really?
Thank some you. Girls, they be kind of like shy and laid back. They don't even
I'm
rap.
I'm shy.
They don't even rap. You rap a couple times.
Because I do this motherfucking thing. Yo. Ain't no mother thing with them chicken wings and I need a plate. Yo. Give me that. Yo. Give me that. I'm just playing. Nah, but for real, I love y'all. I love our fans. Thank you to all of the Crime Mob fans who have been holding us down for all of these years and getting our records and all of that stuff because y'all are still paying bills to this day. 20 years later, I can wake up and do whatever the fuck I want to do every day because of y'all.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's the gift.
And I work when I want to work. But now I'm finna work for real, for real. So, Princess album coming soon, Crime Mob album coming soon.
Let's go.
Cookbook coming soon. Rhonda movie coming soon. Crime Mob biopic coming soon.
And there you have it,
folks. All in 2022, bitches.
85 South Show, real nigga shit. We out this bitch. Let's take a picture right quick.
They do it.
Let's take a picture right quick. If you go, why not?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.